Serena Ryder and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Happy St. Patty's Day from the Morning Zoom. Sammy O. Houston here. The St. Patrick's Day party is stretching right into the weekend with Mayor John Tory promising this year Toronto will get two St. Patrick's Days, one today and the second one on Sunday when the city's big St. Patrick's Day parade makes its grand return. Sean Ruddy is the chair of the St. Patrick's Parade Society of Toronto and he joins the Morning Zoom. Welcome, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. You?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Indeed. You haven't had green beer for breakfast, have you?
No. We don't do that. No, we don't do that.
The real beer. It's the real beer. Okay. Like a Guinness, or will you have a Jameson shot, or what will you do?
Well, you know what? I'm one of those anomalies. I'm an Irish guy that doesn't drink, but all of my friends are going to have lots of Guinness and lots of Jamesons in all the restaurants in downtown today. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. First time in a long time. It must feel good to be back.
It does. You know, we've been a couple of years on the hiatus with the COVID for a couple of years. We're really happy to be back. We're looking forward to the people getting out and supporting the city and supporting the parade. The weather's looking good. The stars are lining up nicely for a great parade. I think this could be one of the biggest parades that we've ever had just based on some of the response we've been getting from sponsors and from the public. I mean, people are calling in asking how they can see the parade.
Okay, so you're going to tell us about that, but what is the expectation? What would it normally draw in a usual year? So I guess 2019 was the last time you guys were on the road, right?
Yeah, that's right. So normally we'll have pretty close to 4,000 people in the actual line of march, people in the actual parade, which is the same numbers that we had prior to the pandemic. So that was a little bit of a surprise. We thought it would have tailed off a little bit, but some of these groups are coming out in a big way, being the first event. We're getting great support from all our community groups. We're getting great support from Toronto Fire. Hey, Toronto Fire doing the food drive for the Daily Bread Food Bank. I mean, we want to have record numbers, so we're telling people, bring a non-perishable, bring their tap card, tap the card, give them a bit of dough, fill the firefighters' boots, and let's take care of the Daily Bread Food Bank.
Yeah, that's excellent. And how many people, I guess the number is infinite, really, but there are no restrictions when people are outside right now. So what are you expecting in terms of the numbers of people lining the streets?
We're going to go with a couple hundred thousand anyways. I mean, you know, we don't have any way. We're a true nonprofit community group. We don't do like an exit study to see what the numbers are, and we don't do a traffic count per se. But we do look it around, and we look at the video. We look at past parades, and we're thinking we'll get a couple hundred thousand people out along that entire route.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know St. Patrick's Day and all things Irish will be the theme, as it always is. But is there any other theme to tell us about?
You know, I think it's a theme to celebrate the fact that Toronto is open. The city is open. The hotels, a couple of the bigger hotels are full, which we like to think we're a small part of contributing to that. Toronto's open for business. The city's open. The restaurants, the theaters. We've got to get the city going again. So what better way than with the Irish, who were the first to be canceled in 2020? We got canceled. So here we are to open things up again, and we're ready to take on that responsibility, and we're going to do a good job.
Yeah, the parade's the first big event back in the city, which is awesome because it then sets up Toronto for all the things to come for the balance of the spring and into the summer. The Irish-Canadian community in Toronto, I'm putting you on the spot here, but can you tell me a little bit about the numbers and how strong that community is here?
Well, I think the numbers that I work with is that the diaspora in the GTA, they identify as close to 500,000 people in the surrounding area. So it's a big number that people that identify with being Irish or of Irish history or heritage. They look at this background. It's a lot of Irish in the Peterborough area, Lindsay. You look around down around the Golden Horseshoe, Niagara. They identify as being Irish, which is, it's great, you know. We're here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Very good. Although you don't have an Irish accent, so I'm going to say it's slightly disappointing.
I'm going to apologize for that. Next time I'll have one of these guys with a real thick brogue on for you.
Okay. And so the route, give us really quickly where the route goes.
Okay, and it's from St. George and Bloor at noon on Sunday the 20th, and it shoots along over to Yonge, south on Yonge to Queen. Queen past Nathan Phillips Square, that's where the reviewing stand is, and that's where it all ends up down at Nathan Phillips Square.
Right, and we just show up, right?
Yeah, show up. It's a non-ticketed invite. Bring people, tell friends, show up, support the food vendors, support the restaurants, get out, have a meal, take a walk to the Eaton Center. Let's get the city going. We're ready to go here.
Yes, and support the Daily Bread Food Bank, too, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, Daily Bread Food Bank's gone 2 years without any type of a donation from us. So we're a little bit remiss, and we want to make up for that. And thank God for the Toronto Fire Services, who picked up the slack. And they're going to be carrying the boots, and they're going to be putting together the fundraising drive. And I want to thank the Toronto firefighters for that, because this is important. At the end of the day, we have a parade, but there's other things that we shouldn't ignore. We got to make sure we do the things in the community.
Yep, taking care of each other. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Wear your brightest green. Enjoy Toronto St. Patrick's Day Parade. Back and better than ever this Sunday starting at noon. Sean Ruddy is chair of the St. Patrick's Parade Society of Toronto. Thanks, Sean. You were great.
Thank you very much. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.